Welcome back to the Eighth Day, where we like to talk about things that you might not have thought about. And I certainly hadn't given any thought about doing spooky stuff almost a month before Halloween. And on the phone, I have Melanie Brand, who is with Van Riper State Park, and they have a harvest festival going on for three weekends. I'll just let her explain it. Melanie, can you hear me? Can you tell me a bit about this Harvest Festival? What's it about, and what are you guys are offering there over in Champion?
Sure, yeah. We have 3 weekends of Harvest Festival at Van Riper State Park. First weekend starts Friday, September 11th, and every weekend we do trick-or-treating on Saturday. We even shut down the road so it's safe for the kids and the family members to trick-or-treat on Saturday. And then we also have a haunted hike. It's a very scary trail. We even recommend anyone under the age of 12 must be accompanied by an adult. And it is suitable for possibly a little bit under 12, but it's pretty scary. And that's from 9 to 10 on Saturday for the next 3 weekends.
Right.
Games and activities all day on Saturday, face painting by Pictured Rocks faces. We do wagon rides throughout the campground. And then we also do site decorating contests, just a whole day of events on Saturday. And then Friday nights, actually, our campground hosts of something called Boo Bread. So that's a lot of fun. It's kind of like bread on a stick. And then we also have a Monster Mash dance, and that's on Friday nights from 9 to 11.
So every one of the next two Saturdays, the next 2 weeks, they will be able to go on Friday night and actually participate, then go again on Saturday for the other activities.
Absolutely, yeah. Whether you're camping or just coming out for the day, yeah, absolutely. Everyone's welcome. So the first weekend starts on Friday, September 11th. The second weekend is September 18th, and our last weekend will be September 25th.
It's sort of like practicing before the big Halloween event.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Our campground host even does an all-day scavenger hunt on Saturday, and it's just a good time for everybody. And then we do, on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, our campground host does coffee, and then she announces all the winners for all the contests. So the site decorating contest, they do the scavenger hunt winner, and then also they do a costume contest. So all those winners are announced on Sunday morning, too.
So Van Riper State Park in Champion, Michigan, not too far from Marquette, but far enough to be spooky. This will be happening basically noon to 10 p.m. and Friday night, Saturday all day, and each weekend it's sort of a repeat. So if you miss it one weekend, you can go the next. And do you have anything else happening there? This sounds like you're pretty busy for 3 weekends. Is this your main event for the next 3 weekends?
Yes, for the next 3 weekends, these are our events that we do, and we do them every year. We always do the 3 weekends, beginning the first weekend after Labor Day, and it's just a good time for everybody to come out. And like I said, even if you're not camping, which our modern campground usually fills up pretty fast, we usually have availability in the rustic, but even if you just want to come out for the day and bring the kids out in their costumes to trick-or-treat from 5 to 6, that's great.
Oh,
the haunted hike from 9 to 10 for the next 3 Saturdays. Be there.
Just awesome. Thank you again, and have yourself a great spooky weekend.
Thanks. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it is. Take care there, Melanie.
All right, thanks. And if you get a free time on Saturday night, come scare yourself on the trail.
I drive a very scary car. I'm worried to get that far. That's the only reason. I drive a car that will soon turn me into a ghost.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back on the 8th day. Contact us at 8thday.buzz.